I mean, barring some kind of catastrophic injury, there's no way you can watch that team last night and not feel like they are unbeatable.
Right.
I mean, I brought up at the start of the show, Wick said it last night when he was doing his little speech. They were the best team offensively in NBA history, 78 years. I think Adam Silver, mm-hmm. who was soundly booed by the fans at the Boston Garden last night, said the same thing, best team ever in the history of the NBA when it came to offense last year.
Right.
And they should be, again, as long as nothing goes wrong. And
yeah, because who do you see beating them in a seven-game series?
I hate even talking about it, but they should be better this year. So
And aren't the Knicks supposed to be really good this year?
Yeah, no, they're supposed to be a good
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they're supposed to be good.
Mikal Bridges stinks, by the way.
Yeah, he was off.
Yeah, I coming into somebody's building when they're getting their rings and the banner,
you got to
give them some allowance.
Yeah, give them a little bit of time.
Like, I've been to plenty of Patriots games where they have their, you know, banner night, their trophy night, and they get blown out. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
All I heard was that the Knicks were going to be a really good team, a hard team this year, and to see them, they shot over 50% and got blown out.
Yeah. It's like, you know, kind of like we did with the Bruins, and we're still doing with the Bruins. It's still early. You know, I won't write the Knicks off after this after this loss. I mean, I think the Celtics look very good. I will give them, you know, look at them and see, like, okay, the adjustments and everything that they've done differently. But, you know, I just don't see a team that can beat them can win four games against them in a seven-game series. I just don't see it.
Shine, great point in the Twitch chat. Missed opportunity. You should have put the Jason Tatum F-bomb in the rejoin.
You're right. Bad job by me. Sorry, guys.
You can watch the show on Twitch every day. And thank you. If you do, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And if you want, you're brave, you can participate in the ongoing Twitch chat, which is about this program and lots of other things. And you can watch this show on YouTube and participate in the YouTube chat as well. So a bunch of different ways to consume this radio show, including, of course, old school on the radio, on any radio station that we have assembled for you all over the New England region. On this show tomorrow, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45. And it is a Bruins Thursday, and we will talk to Mike Milbury tomorrow at 9. And then Friday, Jelani Tavai of the Soft New England Patriots, and he will join us at 7:30 or thereabouts on Friday. And our next installment of Pudge's Pals at 9 on Friday, and a loving best friend who is from the Salem Animal Rescue League.
Awesome.
Will be with us on Friday morning. And we're open, Curtis, to any and all shelters, rescues, whatever. You have a forever friend that needs a home, then just reach out. You can reach out on the DMs or whatever, and we would love to have you bring a dog in here for Pudge's Pals.
Yep, it's how we celebrate the Pudge Man, and there is sadly a ton of dogs in shelters right now, especially from the South because of those hurricanes. So
yes,
there'll be plenty of dogs to help save.
It was actually a very active hurricane season.
It actually wasn't. By the way, can we get one thing out there?
Yes.
Do you know why it's more expensive when you have hurricanes now? People are like, record-setting year for damages.
No.
Florida is far more developed now than it was in 1960. So there's more property to destroy, you idiots.
Well, they're not adjusting it for today's inflation.
Nothing to do with inflation.
If you
go through a barren wasteland, it's not damaged.
Right.
Like, how are people that dense?
Massive news right now, too. They just dropped the opening night, the white jacket, on the Pro Shop website, and it's 25% off site-wide right now.
Really?
Celtics, oh, wow. Pro Shop.
Except I can't find the jacket. I'm seeing the jacket. And
How much are they asking for that?
That's what I can't find. The hats are $40.99 right now.
I bet that jacket's like $1.25,
$1.40. I want the T-shirt.
Yeah. It's probably like $125. Yeah. Bucks.
I don't even want the jacket. I want the T-shirt, but I can't find it. I see it, but I won't let me click.
Also, the may I say that the Shime, the Fanatics, Lululemon Bruins collab is Sweet Tea, if I could say it that way. Have you seen it?
I've never heard the word Sweet Tea used to reference it.
I just created it because I am accused of saying Chef's Kiss too much, so I created in honor of Wiggy. And a beverage that he loves.
Sweet Tea.
I'm now calling it Sweet Tea.
All right, I got to get used to that. But, however, the collab looks awesome. I love how they picked a bunch of players and had their significant others hop in a photo shoot with them. And it looks good. Looks comfy.
I love it. All right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
American Treasure, John Fogerty, and the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Great choice this morning. Your lead?
Clarence.
Clarence. Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, we got to see the Celtics back in action, and they didn't miss a beat, and it's almost impressive how seamless it was. By the way, Drake May and Jason Tatum must have been hanging out because those hitches, totally gone. Jason Tatum was smooth as silk last night shooting the three ball, which I thought was a huge deal. Looks like a brand new shooter. Does not have that weird kind of hitch you saw in the NBA Finals last year that caused him so many struggles. And so I'm excited to see where he goes with the rest of his season.
MVP?
I think it has to be in play. I mean, especially if he's going, you know, double-doubles with assists. We know how many rebounds he can get and probably will get, especially with Porzingis out of the lineup for a large portion of time here.
So doesn't the talent of the team hurt him?
Yeah, just like it hurts Joe Mazzulla's case for best coach in the league.
Well,
I don't know that it does. Like, I mean, that award really is... It shouldn't have to do with the talent that is around you.
No, it should do with
I'm not saying it should. I just think, unfortunately for him, it may.
Yeah, and that's why he's like sixth or seventh in the odds.
Who, like Luka, like who, I mean, who
Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Well, Luka's got talent around him. I mean, Shea's got decent talent around him. Then obviously it's the Joker won it last year, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so and he has some good talent around him. But I think it's more about... how you play, and you're starting to see him more as like the facilitator of this team, the way he's passing the basketball.
He's not selfish at all.
Yeah, and he's still able to get his. He might not lead the league in scoring because he, you know, obviously gets other guys involved, but if you see his ability to rebound, his ability to have assists, his ability to play deep, like, I think all those other things have to be factored in.
Yeah, I guess, Curtis, you might be right if you have, you know, he has to spread it around and other guys have to get, you know, certainly Jaylen Brown is going to want his points or whatever.
It's not even that he has to, it's that they're all really good. I'm not saying he shouldn't. I just think that sadly will impact it.
Chime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to wait for Greg to get to his lead about most of this, but it feels like the tide has turned and there is the potential that Robert Kraft made a mistake and that there may be changes at the end of the year. We'll get to it later. Tom Curran went on with Jones and Keefe. By the way, Jones and Keefe, awesome show.
It's great.
It's excellent. Yeah, so if you haven't listened, I would highly recommend it. Anyway, so he was talking about should things go awry, what could change. The foundation was being laid by a guy that is very close to Robert Kraft for a potential exit strategy at the end of the year.
Meaning that if anybody is hearing from Robert Kraft that he is questioning the decision to anoint Gerard Mayo the head coach, it would be Tom E. Curran.
Tommy Kraft, right. Okay. And so, I'm just kidding, Tom. And not really. But and so, what I think Robert Kraft could do is, Gerard Mayo, you know, it's not for me, not working out, whatever. Find a nice exit, you know, Bob's your uncle, everybody moves on. You bring in Brian Flores as the next coach.
Ooh.
And he is a guy that has been wronged by the league in many instances, has had a rough exit in Miami. I don't think he was treated fairly with the Dolphins and Stephen Ross. Tom Brady, not exactly treating him fairly. The text messages, we all know about Bill Belichick and Daboll, all that. So you bring in Brian Flores and you get a great offensive coordinator. I don't care who it is. Pay them a lot of money. And I think that would be the way out because I think it would be very difficult for Kraft to talk all about the diversity and the hiring if you fired Jerod Mayo and didn't replace him with someone who could also be that. And so I just think Brian Flores would be a perfect guy who I think is probably the best non-head coach in the NFL today.
Interesting. And so you're, when it comes to looking at Jerod Mayo and those who say, you know, you got to give him a chance, he's a rookie head coach, the tide has turned for you, Curtis, based on what you're hearing or what you're seeing from
him? No, I'm going to give him the whole year.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, what I would recommend strongly, say something, stick with it. If people start thinking that no matter what you say, the next day you'll probably reverse it, they'll never listen again. So it's okay to say, I'm sorry for how it came across, but to say burn cash, not burn cash, to say to everybody that you're a soft team, that was at noon Eastern, Greg. You waited until the next morning at 9:30 to correct it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't, it's been very choppy. So I think you can still turn it around. Drake May is a great player, but should things fall apart, that would be my answer.
He got 3 years.
Huh?
He got 3 years.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
he got this year. They're not going to fire him after this year.
No.
Then they're going to obviously give
him. But wasn't it Bedard who reported, and, you know, you always consider the source, but was basically on Sports Hub yesterday saying that they had second thoughts over the summer?
Yeah. I mean,
that Robert Kraft had second thoughts about this decision over the summer.
But how bad does Robert Kraft look if he's saying that he picked Joe Mazzulla, I'm sorry, Jerod Mayo, 5 years ago?
Right.
And then to fire him after one season?
He just started saying that. Like, he said that on that Thursday night game. Like, I don't know why.
But he said it.
Yeah, and if you have second thoughts, do you then come out and say it in the middle of the season?
Yeah, exactly. I think he gets this year. Then you got to figure out, is there going to be a decision made at offensive coordinator? And how much money's going to be put into free agency this offseason? And, like, those are the questions that I think Mayo's going to be asking to figure out and say to Robert, like, okay, if we want this thing to work, or I want it to work, you want it to work, you need to help me here a little bit.
If I'm Robert, I say, Jerod, pick whatever coaching staff you want. Yeah. And put them in place.
Well, there continue to be issues with, from my perspective, the very basics when it comes to football. So that's tackling, that's not committing penalties, and there's one other thing, which I will get to during my lead, based on what a player said yesterday, that should be an absolute basic that does not appear to be a basic on this football team. So.